grace and mercy from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word for our consideration this morning is from the gospel lesson. I'm not going to read the whole gospel lesson, but I want you to understand or hear these words. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in heaven that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. In God's name, amen. I want you to think about fear. And I want you to think what brings fear to your hearts and lives. That is a little word, and yet it causes so much turmoil in our life. I had a fear of flying. So much so that when we took a flight out to Phoenix, Arizona one time, and we were taking off from Omaha, and that was back before all the restrictions and everything and the no security and wide open concourses and everything. And as we were going to the concourse, I saw the car off in the distance, our vehicle I saw on top of the park and ride. And I said to Karen, I said, you know, it's not too late. We can just ditch these tickets and we can go up there. We can take our vehicle and we can drive all the way up to Phoenix. She says, no, we're flying. Don't worry about it. You see, fear attacks us. Fear is not a momentarily action that is here 1 minute and gone the next. It's something that grabs people's hearts and lives. I once knew a gal in my first congregation that she was fearful of being seen. And so when she would sit in her living room, she would have every shade pulled down. She didn't want people to see her. Even though through the windows you're not going to be able to see her anyway, she had this fear, and she had anxiety, and it drove her just terribly. But that was a fear that she had in her life. Now, when we think about fear, fear can drive us to do many different things. And yet the Lord comes in his word. And there are many places where he says, fear not. Fear not. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. That's Isaiah 43, verse 1, telling us that we are his children and not to fear, but to place our trust in the Lord God. You see, we live in a world that is very worldly. We live in a world that places worth and value in things and jobs and people. And God tells us to put our trust in him because he'll do everything for us. And yet the world says, wait a minute. You got to have fun while you're here. You know, you're a valuable person, or you have value and worth and all of these different things. Have fun. Remember, you're just here for a little while, so why not have that fun and enjoy life? And God says, yes, you're only here for a little while because I have created you. I have given you earthly life. And now I give you a spiritual life in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Put your worth and value in him. So often, we live with those kinds of things that are worldly. When we lived in International Falls, our two sons were in that group of age. Paul was, I think, 15 and Andrew 13, so they were able to play in the senior little league. They didn't have a coach. So I thought, well, I'll stand up and I'll coach these guys. You know, we're going to have fun. Well, they gave me kids that nobody else wanted. They gave me a picture that they said was a flamethrower in Little League, only in senior Little League they pushed the mound 5 feet back, further away from home plate. They couldn't make it over home plate. They gave me a third baseman that every time he swung and missed the ball, he swore. They gave me a catcher who, if he wasn't catching, would take his mitt and go home and just leave us. They gave me all these kinds of things. But you know, the Lord has a way of working fun in people's lives. That young man that couldn't throw over the plate, he walked three runners in the game. And so I went up and told him, or talked to him. And he said, "You're going to take me out, aren't you?" And I said, "No, I'm not going to take you out. You're going to be able to pitch over the plate. You're here. You're going to do it." And he did. So God works in mysterious ways as he brings us into his kingdom. And he tells us, fear not, little flock. Fear not the worldly things around you. Fear not the new things that they place you in. The new things that he takes us and he places us in the opportunities to share his word, to share him. He does that. And it's amazing how he does that. Dr. Sam Boyer came up to me when I was an orderly at St. Luke's Hospital in Duluth, and he said, "Scott, you know, you make a good doctor. Your bedside manner is good. You're going to go a ways." Well, I said, "Dr. Boyer, you gotta go to school and you gotta pass these classes." And I wasn't very good at the time. And I went to college and I didn't really apply myself. So God was shutting that door. And he shut three or four other doors that I tried to enter to do. And each one, he closed that door, that window, because he had a pathway for me. He had a place for me. He made my value in life worth and valued. He placed me in the ministry of word and sacrament. And so God does these things. And he says, have no fear. Have no fear because Christ is there. And the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has come for you. He has come to suffer for you, to die for you, to rise again, and to give you everlasting life and forgiveness of sin. Have no fear, little flock, he tells us. Have no fear of all these things that try to put you down and try to invade in your life. Have no fear. And it's easy for us to have no fear when we run away from things, run away from people, run away from God. He keeps telling us to have no fear because he has blessed us. He has blessed us not just with faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but he has blessed each and every one of us with the ability and the gift to serve Christ. Each and every one of us is blessed. And each and every one of us is blessed in a way that others may not be blessed, that others may not have gifts. But God gives us gifts to serve him. He tells us, have no fear when he gives us these gifts to be with other people. I have a fear of going to somebody's house, if you want to say cold turkey, someone that hasn't been to church, and to explain Jesus. God uses me in a different way. in a different way that he uses me to visit people in hospitals, which some people don't have that gift to go in and visit with someone that has every kind of tube coming out of their body. But God has blessed me to be with the gift of mercy, with the gift of going and seeing other people in the hospital. God uses other people to visit other people who haven't been to church or don't know Jesus. And I'm thinking of Gary Teese. You know, God used Gary in a different way. He used him as a banker in Iowa, and now he's using him as a missionary to tell others about Jesus. Man, Gary's got that gift to stand and talk about Jesus Christ and him alone. And that's the gift that God gives to us to tell others about. He says, have no fear, little flock, I am with you. Jesus tells the disciples, don't worry about standing up and telling others about me. The Holy Spirit will give you that power and the words to speak. So God is with us. God tells us to have no fear. But yet fear invades our lives. And we might be like this little illustration that I read about two boys. And, you know, in the readings today, it says, do not be afraid, do not have fear. So these two little boys, ages roughly 8 to 10, and they both go to the dentist. And as they enter the dentist's office, the older one said bravely, I want a tooth taken out, and I don't want any anesthetic because we're in a hurry. The dentist replied, you're brave. Which tooth is it? And the older boy turned to his smaller friend, Tommy, and he said, show him your tooth, Tommy. Yeah, we might be afraid to do those sorts of things. But God tells us, have no fear. Whether it's going to the dentist or whether it's speaking about Christ. If it's going to a job or whether it's showing Jesus Christ in your life. God says, have no fear because I am with you. In Jesus' name, amen.